K-State Nation, what is going on? Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast is on the airwaves one more time. Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast. This is the PPPD edition of the show. Usually we talk about K-State athletics. On this edition, real quick, I'm recording this 45 minutes away from senior night at Flint Hills Christian School, home of the Warriors. Big night here on this Monday night as I'm recording this just prior to activity inside Warriors Gym. Before I head on inside to finish prepping, we're going to talk about the men's basketball team here. To stick with everything, make things a little easier for myself, stick with basketball. And yeah, this one, SEC Challenge, SEC Big 12 Challenge, won by the SEC. Big 12, only 4 wins. K-State was not a part of that equation. As, yeah, I mean, I would disagree with, I think Mitch Fortner said this, and I just got done listening to a little bit of Wildcat Insider a little bit before hopping on over here to the FHCS school. Yeah, I think this is the second worst performance. Baylor, they obviously we knew, coming off of emotional, should have had one against KU, drop a dud against Baylor, and here, yeah, this was, if you want to talk, you want to put this on a scale, this was a little bit better than Baylor, but you still lost the basketball game to Ole Miss. You're basically playing down your competition, 67-56. In Mississippi, dropping K-State to exactly 500 in on the season, 10-10. Yeah, Ruffin was too much. Deshaun Ruffin, excuse me, for Ole Miss was exactly too much. You know, he scored 17 points in this game. What better time for K-State to catch a break, at least schedule-wise. You had to win this game. You didn't. And I wonder what Alex is going to say, my co-host of the weekly edition of the podcast, come Wednesday night when we were sitting down and record this thing. But, yeah, I mean, you can't. Yeah, this was the one that you had to have. And, yeah, the Big 12, you know, as a whole got knocked off. There were a couple upsets. KU got knocked off, which was lovely to see. Against Kentucky, Alabama, upset Baylor at home. That play was rocking. I'm impressed. I'm sorry to get off a little sequence here, but I should have tuned into that rest of that game. That Alabama crowd, that atmosphere lately, that's something else. That is something else there. Kind of underrated in the SEC when it comes to that. Florida came from behind. My second favorite college. Sorry, but. By the way, there comes back, knocks off Oklahoma State. I'm on a roll here. Let's go to my other tab here real fast here before we break down some of the numbers. Iowa State knocked off Mizzou. Auburn was all over Oklahoma. I watched that. TCU upset LSU. I think that was a little bit of a surprise, but not really. LSU took it to TCU. Excuse me, took it to LSU there. Texas Tech, all over Mississippi State. There and in Texas with the upset there on Rick Martz return to Texas by one. There, some last minute drama there as Texas clings on to the win to the upset of Tennessee there. So, but even though with all that being said, SEC pummeled the Big 12 6-4 in the aspects right there. So, yeah, that's been a bit of a crazy day up and down. And then, of course, Arkansas all over West Virginia. In that one, and Ole Miss was on it against K-State. And this one, every time K-State try to make something happen, try to get themselves back in the game, Ole Miss will make more shot. A big shot here, big shot there, trading baskets. So this is not going to cut it in one point or another. Looked like K-State was going to not score 50 points again for the second straight game in a row. And then keep this in mind, they scored 50 against KU in the first half 2 weekends ago and lost the game here. Cardon Lingard Jr. started the game in place of the struggling Davion Bradford. Davion Bradford only two minutes. Only 2 minutes in this one. Nigel Pack, 18 points in this one. 6 of 13 from three-point land. Yeah, we should all know this by now without me even saying it. 18 points. Mark Smith, 20 points lead away. It was a 4 or 5 minute stretch there. Mark Smith basically took over the game at K-State. And so this is not the first time we've seen this. Mark Smith has been absolutely one of the bright spots for this K-State team this year. All for naught. Again, he had obviously that big performance in the Big 12 opener. Comes right back. He's had a couple of duds in there as far as conference play goes, but he turned it on in this one. But this was a game high, I believe. 20 points, yet you lose in this game. Luke Kasuki, I got to give it to him on this one. Made a couple of shots here, especially a big, I want to say a big four-point play at the end of the first half there in this one. He's still inconsistent. All the hypes are surrounding around him. Still not where I want to be with him. But anyways, that's going to have to do for right now. Anyways, but other than that, you don't get anything from your bench. You don't get anything from Masood, Eziegu, your usual 10 points, nothing. Bradford, nothing. McGurl, nothing but 2 points. McGurl started, didn't do anything. So, yeah, the inconsistency continues for this K-State team. And lucky enough, I wouldn't say it yet because this isn't anything but easy. You should, on the calendar, should it probably be on paper, probably should it be Ole Miss, but in the actual activity, you don't do that. So now you welcome Oklahoma State and TCU this week. TCU, that inexcusable self-destruction a few weeks ago. You should have won that game at home. You got to go there where they blasted LSU. There in Oklahoma State, probably the laughing stock maybe of the Big 12. So, yeah, anything but easy. So my co-host talked about it a little bit. Well, he tweeted it out. I mean, it's time. He's tired of seeing this team play like crap. I'm tired of seeing this team playing like crap, man. And I'm sure a lot of other you guys, K-State Nation, is tired of seeing this type of brand of basketball. Tim Fitzgerald, Gold Power Cat, tweeted something with similar lines like that as well. So, yeah, I mean, you just know, again, like I've been saying all year long, you don't know what you're going to get from this basketball team. And on Saturday, we got another loss. That's what we got from this basketball team yet again in this situation. So K-State does not do their part in the Big 12 SEC department, losing to Ole Miss 67-56, and now dropped to an even record of 10-10 on the season. The Purple Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcast, folks. Spotify, Audio Boom, Google, Apple, all that fun jazz. Well, get ready for another fun week of content of the Purple Project Podcast, including the upcoming episode of the Purple Project Podcast. That's going to do it for me for right now. Time to get some ready. Hopefully some good basketball tonight, senior night, on Angel 95, which you will hear me call the girls and boys games, and they'll take on Heritage Christian here in about a half hour. Time to wrap this thing up. Time to get ready for some more basketball. Hopefully winning basketball. We'll see. This is the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.